Hi, I'm Steve Lasker. I'm a program manager on our Visual Studio Tools team. Today we're going to demonstrate the work we've been doing with Docker tools to support Windows Container Support. So let's take a look. So what we have here is Visual Studio 2015, the released version, and I've also installed our Docker tools. This shows the preview, but by the time you see this video, we'll have the final one actually released. I have an ASP.NET 5 project that I've set up, which supports our portable CLR, which will work on both Windows and Linux. And here what I want to do is we're going to show the experience for provisioning a Windows container and then publishing to that container. So we'll first start with the right click on that. And because I have the Docker extension, we'll see we have Docker containers available. So we'll click on that. And using my account in Azure, I can see a list of VMs. Now, to start with, I won't have any container hosts, so we'll go through and we can create a new one. Using my account again, and I can choose the subscription, we can choose which region. I'll start with the West here. And I can just name it something like Steve Lask, Windows Docker host, and we'll do B. Now, it'll verify that that's unique. And then we have a list of images with this release. We actually have Technical Preview 3 with containers available as well. I'll choose a size that I want to provision this to, and then a username and password that we'll use as the admin account if we need to remote into that host. Because we want to have a secure channel, we'll use a certificate directory to secure that channel back and forth. And then we can just click OK. What Visual Studio will do for us here is it'll go off and create the scripts necessary, including an ARM template, if you're familiar with that, and that's what we're doing here, is we're executing that ARM template that we've set up here with the parameters file, and we've got a PowerShell script to execute that ARM template. Now, that'll take a couple of minutes for it to actually provision the host and configure that. So we'll take a quick pause and we'll do a little zip forward to when this is complete. Okay, so our Windows container host has now been provisioned for us. So now we can go back here and we can publish to it. And we'll see that we've actually already set up the publishing file to go to the container that the host that we've set up. If I wanted to go back to it, we would see it now here, and we'll just go through this list here and we'll see the host that I've set up. So take a minute, because it's just going to query all of the virtual machines in Azure for us. And actually, in reality, it's not just the VMs that are container hosts. For this release, we're actually listing them all. We don't know which ones are which. So we can see we've got our Windows container host. We're actually going to publish to this one. And now that we've set that up, now we will set up the parameters for us. So we know what the URL would be. We have an image name. So if you know Docker, that is the Docker image that will be created. Of course, I can change that. And it would have a Docker file that is used to specify what base image I should go to. We can map container ports. Of course, all the defaults are set for us, including the secured connection and so forth. So at this point, I can simply just go off and publish this. And again, we will go off and run those. Let's see here, that's going to go off and do the Docker build. It'll build the app first here locally on my machine. It'll then do the Docker build to go up to the server in Azure. And it'll finish the build there, creating the image, and then running the image for us. So here's our output window kicking in. And if we look close, we'll just kind of see. While we've done tooling here in Visual Studio, the key thing that we want to point out is that we're not really kind of doing any magic. We're doing the same commands that you would have done from a command line. So if we look in here, at this point it's still doing the app build, but once that's done, it'll take the output of this directory, which is the contents of our app, which we see here in our Docker file, and it'll take that app and it'll do the build up on the server. So here we see it is sending that out. Here's our port that we've sent it out to. And here, again, are our Docker commands. So we really want to kind of just show again that our tooling is doing the same thing that you would be doing from a command line. So we'll skip ahead while that finishes. and we'll take a look at the final result here. All right, so now that it finished publishing, so it did the build, it did created the image on the server, and then it did a Docker run, and as a result, Visual Studio will also launch the app that we have now published, or published from a VS perspective, a Docker run from a Docker perspective. And now we have our Azure app running, ASP.NET 5 app running in a Windows container up on Azure. And as we click around, we can see our OS is Windows with our host name. So that's the demo that we wanted to really show here is with Visual Studio, we're able to very easily take advantage of Windows containers, provide some GUI support inside of Visual Studio, help you get started with those Docker commands, but of course show you the Docker commands that you can use to complete it. In fact, if we look, we'll see using Docker PS, we see that the ASP.NET 5 app that we published about a minute ago is up and running, and we can even see our Docker images of the one that we published here as well. So with that, thanks for watching.